NWO, New World Order. I have a revelation, and this is serious. I'm not joking around about the New World Order. And I got it 2 days ago. And I held it out in front of you yesterday, and then I went on about the serpent and other enticing topics. I sort of want to apologize to you for that, but I'm going with the flow, going with my gut as to what to talk about when. I'm basing my revelation about the New World Order on one verse. I like giving one verse. I give one verse to people about the salvation of all, say 1 Timothy 4:10. God's the savior of all humanity, especially of believers. I give people that verse and they say to me, give me another verse. I say, I'm not giving you another verse. All I need is one. I have other verses, but all I need is one. All I need is one. Jesus Christ said that the deception of the end times would be so elite of a deception, it would be the major league deception, so that even the elect would be deceived. This is a litmus test that if you and I look at the deception and it looks and we think, is this really it? I mean, this is great. Then that's it. It has to be, it can't be something that's obvious to us. It has to be something that raises our eyebrows, makes us sit back and wonder. You know, I've heard many of you say, we have crises of faith once in a while, don't we? Let's be honest with ourselves. We wonder if we're nuts. We wonder if we're crazy. You tell people what we believe, and you see the look in their eyes. We're going to be snatched away. We're members of an elite company. Ho-ho, are you now? Jesus talked to your leader, to Paul, and you're seated at the right hand of God. Is that so? And all these millions of people are wrong, and you're right. And we sometimes in our shadowy moments, in the dark, in bed, at night, we're thinking, are we nuts? But we know that we're not. We know that God has given us something. But this deception is going to come to a point where even we are going to doubt it, doubt ourselves, doubt that maybe this is just what God is doing, like Abraham. God promises him a son, and then things go and go, years pass, and then, well, maybe this is what God meant. Maybe this is the right thing. And the deception of the end times is going to be that slick. Now, here's the revelation. I'm not going to hold this out on you any longer. The beast is not the New World Order. The New World Order is the people who are going to rescue us from the New World Order. Let me say that again. The New World, the true New World Order, which is not going to be called the New World Order. The true New World Order will be the people who are going to rescue us from the New World Order. The New World Order are the people, the elites, the financial elites, the control elites, the Jews who are building, George Soros, who behind the scenes is financing much of the confusion, the Babylon in this world, the kind of man who would finance Babylon itself. If you don't know George Soros, look him up, S-O-R-O-S. He's a Jew. He's one of the richest men in the world. He's financing Hillary Clinton's campaign and God knows what else. Anyway, I was watching Alex Jones the other day, Alex Jones of InfoWars. You know, we would not get any really right information anymore apart from the mainstream media if it weren't for independent media, if it weren't for these independent news outlets that are legitimate. Some aren't. That's true. You have to be discerning about this, but and it's important to be discerning, but the big three networks, speaking of my perspective here in the United States, CBS, NBC, ABC, they're dinosaurs. and they have a political agenda. Well, so do the alternative media sources, you may say, and in many cases that is correct. But there is a movement in the United States for freedom, to be free of institutionalized anything. And see, I like this. You know I like this because I hate institutional anything. I hate mainstream everything. So something that's alternative is very appealing to me. But then you see that the alternative now is creeping up in views, creeping up in popularity, and the alternative is in a way becoming mainstream. So Alex Jones is fighting the New World Order. Look him up. I like the guy. I like the guy. I like his strength. I like his viewpoint that the mainstream is evil, that the power brokers are evil, that they're looking to set up a utopia. And he said this, that those who want to set up a utopia, those who want to, of course, set up heaven on earth with themselves as the leaders, he says that won't be a utopia. It'll be a dystopia. It will be the worst thing that could happen. And so he is more of a realist than those people saying that we are the answer to everything you could ever need. All right? Hope and change, that kind of thing. That's a utopian vision, and it will always disappoint apart from Christ. Even Christ's thousand-year kingdom. What kind of utopia is it really, depending on what your definition of utopia is, a perfect existence? When people are being killed, criminals are still dying in the Valley of Gehenna. The kingdom is being run with a rod of iron. And so it's a tough sell. It's still tough, tough love, but it's better than this. If you want to talk utopia, you're talking fifth eon. You're talking new heavens and new earth. You're not talking thousand years. There's your utopia. But I like the realist part of this, Alex Jones. He says this. He says, people are becoming aware of the diabolical plans of the New World Order people. People are becoming aware of it. And we will make it to the other side of this with God's help. He's a spiritual man. Let me put it this way. Alex Jones is a religious man. A lot of things he says make sense. And yet, he's celebrating the fact that people are becoming aware of the tyranny of the obvious organizers of a one-world government. And he is on the vanguard of those fighting it. But I suggest to you, I contend to you, I will even insist to you that those who will rescue us from the evils of the New World Order, those people will actually be the New World Order, but it will not be called that because that term has already been spoiled, just as the term Christian has been spoiled. Elite, an enlightened one, New World Order, all these things. It's almost like this is Satan's tactic, always. This is Satan's tactic. He creates a thing that everyone will assume is the enemy. He creates an evil, and it is an evil. That's the tricky part. It's actually an evil. And then he will have us, even those of us who believe, even the elect, he will have us rooting for any entity that will rescue us from the evil. Even Jesus said, deliver us from evil, didn't he? Didn't Jesus say, deliver us from evil? There's another perfect example. God raises the Roman Empire to take Israel into captivity, and then he raises a Messiah, and the people, instead of seeing the Messiah as a third thing, as an alternate to both their political aspirations and the Roman Empire political aspirations, they see Jesus Christ only as a political savior. And so they're screwed up. They're messed up because they don't see spirituality as a thing in itself, instead of something that is a tool to be used for their own advantage, their own power in this eon. So Alex Jones is looking to save us from the New World Order, which is a good thing. I'm all for it. Yes, expose these people. Yes, talk about God. But in doing that, he's not looking at God or Christ as an end in itself, as something you would grasp onto present comforts be damned, the Constitution be damned, the U.S. flag be damned, but rather something that will help us toward a better America. Or even if you're not into flag waving, a better world. And really, who doesn't want that? So we're looking for people, true people, who have given up on the world. That's the thing. Have you given up on the world? Those fighting the New World Order are wanting a better New World Order. They're wanting a more pure New World Order that doesn't have the tainted Appalachian there. Now, I'm not talking about the Appalachian Mountains. So that's the thing. That's the thing. And I'm working all this through my head, and it just hit me. It just hit me that Alex Jones wants to rescue us from it. And I see that pulled me in. And I knew if it pulls me in, if it starts to pull me in, then that is the deception. And look, I have even seen some deceptions worked within the ranks of the body of Christ. I mean, sure, you can think, well, yeah, religious people like Alex Jones or Glenn Beck, they can be tricked. But the body of Christ, impregnable, a fortress that will fight every deception. No, it's not. No, it's not. This has been my biggest shock as a believer and my biggest disappointment. Is it not even membership in the body of Christ will make one immune, will safeguard one from deception? I've seen it too many times. Am I saying that I'm the only guy who knows everything and can't be deceived? No. Any of us can be deceived. We have, the minute you think you can't be, you will be. So we have to keep ourselves on guard. We have to be like Bereans. We have to analyze everything. We have to sniff under the surface. We have to be very attentive. And you can give up on all this. I know that. Because it's hard. And you're never going to lose your salvation. You know what I believe about that. You're never going to lose your salvation. You can lose, and somebody got upset at me for saying this, you can lose your allotment of a ruler and a reigner in Christ by dumping all this because it's too hard. By, I can't pay attention anymore. I don't care. I'm tired of the front lines. I'm tired of trying to push this truth across to people. I'm tired of defending it. I'm tired of analyzing it. I'm tired of listening to Zender just focus on these things and strain at them. But we are in the front lines, and we're straining like warriors. Paul told Timothy that he was a soldier. We're soldiers too. Alex Jones looks at himself as a soldier, and he is. Glenn Beck looks at himself as a soldier, and he is. And he is. But Satan is so good at setting up these evils in order that good organizations can conquer the evil. And both organizations, the good organization conquering the evil and the evil organization being conquered, neither one of them are the truth. The truth lies in the third party. The truth lies not in the conquerors or in the evil, but in Christ. That's the only way I know how to say it right now. Maybe I'll think of a better way tomorrow. The alternative is Christ. Paul says to live is Christ. And that's the only consideration here, is to follow him. Even into oblivion, if that's where he wants to take us. Even into total non-popularity, where not even the members of the body of Christ think you're cool anymore. You're not cool in the world, and you're not even cool with the members of the body of Christ. You see, it's forcing us. Some of these things are forcing us into a third party. They talk about starting a third party politically. I'm telling you about a third party spiritually. A third party that does not belong to the evil and does not belong to the rescuers from the evil, but it belongs simply to Christ. And we follow him to the mountains, to the desert, into the sea. We follow him into the unseen itself, if that's where he would want to take us. It's the forsaking of all else and an adherence at every cost to him.